Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Derek Scherer is the general manager of the St. Paul Saints, and we're starting to see some signs on all the fronts, amateur baseball and beyond. But Derek joins us now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Mike. How are you, sir?
Good. It's obviously it's been a trying time, and all that we've seen and witnessed. And St. Paul was, you know, when they were near close to where the Saints play baseball, but to CHS, but to witness that, to see that when it's in your home city, it has an effect on all of us, Derek, including the Saints, and of course Mike Beck, is, you know, whose father was at the really the forefront of integration and baseball and everything else, and I know that transmits down through the Saints over the years.
No question. It's certainly a key part of our values with Bill Beck, Mike's father, signing Larry Doby, the first African-American player to play in the American League shortly after Jackie Robinson was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers. So what an incredibly trying but at the same time powerful time we're all living through. And, Mike, I'm sure you've heard this a million times by now, but I have the opportunity to now to say thank you for the incredible job that you did last week, giving us all the coverage that we needed of what was happening in the streets. And I'm so proud to be a friend and appreciative of the job that you did.
Thank you. And as I said to someone, that'll teach me not to say, hey, if you need any help, let me know, to my bosses. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It was absolutely the most incredible reporting experience in my life, and to bring it to radio and TV has just been fascinating and fabulous. Let's talk about some good news, though, for a second. We got a little aberration here. You guys are at least talking about clinics and maybe games. Bring us up to speed on what you can do.
Sure, absolutely. No, we're excited about what we can do, and we're hopeful about what we're going to be able to do. So, to your point, Mike, we're rolling out our youth baseball camps that we've done for years and years. We've typically done three camps per summer, sort of intermittent with our Saints home schedule, and this year with the uncertainty of the Saints home schedule, we have the ability to open up camps for the entire summer. So we have I believe it's 11 weeks worth of youth baseball camps, ages 6 to 13, that the campers get to interact with Saints players as coaches. Our field manager, George Samus, is going to be coming into town, hopefully to get ready for a Saints season, but also to oversee these camps. So with everything happening relative to the reopening of various parts of the economy, youth sports is one of those things. And actually, youth sports opened up to some extent a couple of weeks ago, but as of today, it opens up even a little bit more, and we're excited to be able to open these camps.
So what will they look like? Is there a lot of social distancing aspects to this? Or, you know, what I was told one time was 10 people within X amount of feet or yards, and you could break that into probably three groups and one baseball field. What are we seeing here?
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are some significant changes made to the camps that we're doing this year versus what we've done in the past. There'll be a little bit smaller capacity. Instead of having 80 to 100 kids, we'll have 60 kids maximum. They'll be broken into six subgroups of 10. They'll work their way around stations throughout the ballpark that are separated by probably over 100 to 200 feet each for each station. And they won't spend any, those groups won't intermingle at all. They'll be with their one counselor, again, current or former Saints players, and they'll rotate through those stations throughout the day. It's a five-hour camp, so there's an opportunity to really get some great training, stay distant. The stations are set up in a way that the kids can actually operate socially distant as well. So within their groups of 10, they'll be able to spread out safely.
You know,
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, the good news is today, tonight, in this day and age, this summer, you know, kids are being denied a lot of times a chance to compete. You know, they don't have many games to play. And so this is so timely because if you do want to be a baseball player, you don't necessarily, it's not based on how many games you play, but you do got to be fundamentally sound. And so you're providing an opportunity to supplement, to take the place of, if a kid wants to play and learn the skills, he can still get a lot out of this summer, and he doesn't have to play five games a week to do it.
No question. And we can't wait for games to be allowed at the youth level and, of course, at the adult and professional level. We're not there yet, but you can sort of see a light at the end of the tunnel. But we're calling it a triple play. You get a chance to one, and this is a benefit for the parents and the kids, get the kids out of the house. They haven't done much of that lately. Two, play the game of baseball and learn the game of baseball and improve your skills. And enjoy some time outside playing the game. And then three, do it safely. You and I spoke a couple weeks back about our COVID-19 protocols to play Saints games. Very easy to take those protocols and roll them over and apply them to these youth baseball camps.
Okay, so what about the Saints and your league and all that goes with it? What are the odds? What are the options? What are we looking at? And has that been relaxed a little bit here? Or do you have a little bit more optimism that there could be some sort of a season?
We do. Tough to prognosticate the odds, but we do have hope. Our league is ready. The league is prepared. The league is ready. There are several states, actually, that are already opening up to the extent that they can host fans to watch baseball games. We have a team outside of Milwaukee that's hosting events right now with fans. The team in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is wide open to be able to host games with fans, and Fargo is very near. I believe Iowa is open as well. So Minnesota is taking a more cautious approach. Manitoba with the Winnipeg Goldeyes also taking a more cautious approach. And then we have a team in Chicago. The state of Illinois, obviously very cautious. So we're seeing it around the geographic footprint of our league starting to reopen. We just feel like we have to do everything we can to prove to the governor's office and his task force that we're ready to do so safely. And we believe we are. And we'll continue having those conversations and hope to start a season in July.
What concerns me a little bit, Derek, is just from your own standpoint, because you're relying on box office, and it's not as if you can just start and here comes a television check and a radio check and a dot-com check. Is there any point where it's not prudent to play even if you can play?
Well, it's certainly not prudent for us to play without fans. We're willing to cut our capacity significantly. We're comfortable heading into a season, and I think you're seeing these numbers in other industries at 25% capacity. That's a significant cut for us, drawing 8,000 a game over the last 5 years, down to around 2,000 a game. But with that 2,000 a game, we're confident we can safely socially distance and control and make the experience a predictable experience for our fans to be able to safely enjoy baseball. So if we can work our way toward that type of approach with the state of Minnesota and the relative state agencies and health agencies, we think we can do this and make it and provide an opportunity for fans to enjoy baseball outside in a safe environment.
You know, and I don't know how this is going to play out, but I do think there's at least the potential Major League Baseball for yourselves and other baseball leagues that, you know, and maybe this is the television production guy in me, but wouldn't it be spectacular on the 4th of July if somehow we opened up baseball and we played the national anthem and we said, you know, this country is coming back, and it's coming back with one of the greatest pastimes that we have. I get visions and chills thinking about being able to send a message through baseball with the flag and the national anthem and all that goes with it.
Yeah, it's a script you can hardly write, right? I mean, it's the perfect scenario, and that's the plan that we've laid out with our league is that we would start in early July, hopefully the weekend of July 4th. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not at this point. You know, time's ticking, We have a window of time for our league, probably a 2 to 3 week window between early July and mid July, that we still feel like we could play enough of a season to make it worthwhile for fans, for the teams, for the players. So we're hopeful we could start that early in July, but who knows at this point. But even if we don't start that weekend, we're still confident we can get a season going.
Derek, always good to be with you. Thank you for joining us tonight, and keep us posted.
Mike, thanks a lot for having me. Take care.
You bet. Derek Scherer, general manager of the St. Paul Saints.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.